Back here at the 016 Founders Lounge, 2-1 the Blades defeat the Spokane Chiefs tonight. Hey, folks, let's welcome in third star from tonight's game, goaltender Evan Gardner. That's a little more like it, right? As far as you're concerned, you have to be happy with the way things went for you tonight, especially in the first period.
Yeah, super happy with how my game looked tonight. You know, coming into this game, I wasn't happy with my last two performances, so I felt like that was kind of the performance that was going to be coming out of me this game, and I was just super happy to get the win as well. So
things happened this week, and, you know, guys come back. There's an extra 20-year-old. That means the guy that you were, you know, shared the crease with last year is no longer here because of the rule that says you can only have three 20-year-olds, and, yeah, people don't like it, but that's the way it is. Do you have to kind of mentally dig in a little bit more knowing that you're the guy now, so to speak?
Yeah. You know, now solidifying me being the number one guy, obviously, you know, there's kind of that feeling of having to dig in a bit more. You know, I feel like I'm fully capable of that. But obviously it was a super tough day around the rink. You know, we all love Oz, and he had a very big impact on the organization these past couple of years, and we're going to miss him and wish him the best going forward.
Absolutely. Adam?
Yeah, maybe not a question about you, but tell us about your new goalie partner then, in Logan Cunningham, who's spent time in Edmonton and Victoria and around the league. Just tell us about what he is as a goalie.
Yeah, I mean, these past few weeks, he's just been grinding it out in practice, obviously waiting for his opportunity, and he's just been sticking with it, obviously. You know, me and Oz were around for a while still there, and he, you know, didn't have any action, so he's been grinding it out in practice, but he's been a great teammate so far.
And for yourself, I mean, Jeff Harvey apparently disagrees with the number of shots tonight, but I don't know if you faced a shot for about a half hour or something like that. Just what do you do in your crease maybe to stay calm, because their one shot in the third period, or one shot they were credited for, was a great opportunity that you had to be sharp for?
Yeah, you know, for me, just making sure I'm getting out playing pucks, that kind of keeps my mind in the game, and as well as just talking to my defensemen in front of me when they're in the zone, you know, just kind of letting them know what's kind of coming at them, or my winger's on the wall, letting them know if a D-man's pinching on them. I think those are things that I do to help stay in the game, because, you know, especially last year, there were some pretty boring games there for me, but yeah, those are some of the things I like to do.
You've got Jeff Harvey here as your goaltender coach. You were a second-round pick of the Columbus Blue Jackets this past summer. Since you've been back from their training camp, have you had contact with the Blue Jackets, and who in particular?
Yeah, just the AHL goalie coach there, Brad Thiessen. He's kind of the guy that contacts me the most from them. Just kind of keeping up with how I'm doing, and just checking in on me every once in a while, and kind of sending film to me and Harv about what he thinks and his inputs. But yeah, he's been great so far.
Well, he should have a lot of positive footage to send after tonight. Evan, congratulations on a nice effort. Wish you all the best moving forward. Evan Gardner.